Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a fantastic Thursday out there. Happy Friday Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Let's kick things off the way we like to. With our friend Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. Oh, man, I'm just riding this warm wave. I'm loving it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Just feeling it.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go out tanning later. I have actually never tanned in my life. I just am this color.
Right.
Brittany, it is. We are looking for any signs of warmish weather. Again, that word that it gets used so differently this time of year than any other. But
right.
Especially considering what's coming up this weekend. And we've been hearing a lot of the warnings through the national services and everything. We just want to keep reminding everybody that it is going to be a rough one.
Yes, it really is. So if you have anything, you need to run errands, go outside, do stuff, I don't know, today or tomorrow is the day to do it, because we are going to be hibernating throughout the weekend and into early next week, because it's going to be dangerously cold. So let's start with the positives. 32 degrees is our high today, flirting with that freezing mark. It will be mostly cloudy, unfortunately, so I'm not sure, James, if you get to work on that tan.
Snow tan.
There might be moments of sun.
Pick your moments, right?
Otherwise, yeah, it's going to be breezy, too. Winds out of the northwest, gusting around 30 miles per hour today, so it'll be feeling more like the 20s. But we do climb to the upper 30s for tomorrow. Highs at about 36 degrees. It'll be mostly cloudy once again. Of course, at the warm-up, the clouds come with it. And the clouds are actually locking in the warmth, too. So it's good news if you hate the cold. Clouds start to clear on Saturday. This is when the cold snap starts. Temperatures will be sliding down to highs in just the teens for Saturday, so it's really going to be feeling like zero because it's still going to be blustery and windy. And the winds don't quit on Sunday. Highs below zero, -4.
Ooh.
And then as we go overnight into Sunday night and Monday morning, actual temperatures look to fall anywhere between 15 to 20 below. And you put winds on top of that, it's going to be feeling like 40 below. So very, very deep freeze headed our way. And that's going to last into Monday, Tuesday before we start a warm up on Wednesday.
Bears really have the right idea.
They do.
It's really the right idea. I don't know what we're doing as human beings. We're supposed to be higher on the food chain. I wonder sometimes, man. They really feel like they got the right call.
Mm-hmm.
Brittany, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for giving us a heads up, not only on today, but this weekend. Looking forward to hanging out tomorrow and getting people ready for the weekend.
Sounds good. You guys have a great day.
You too.
Best in the business right there from Brittany Merlot. Joins us every morning and really appreciate that she does, especially times like this.
Yes, indeed.
I pay attention to the weather. Mm-hmm. I focus. I get into this stuff. And I still learn something when she talks to us in the morning and feel better prepared because of talking to her.
Absolutely.
We appreciate you joining us, everybody. Got a fun show lined up for you. In a little bit, we're going to get into the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to head on over there for breakfast, and especially because I've got a study coming up about how much time we spend on breakfast, Seth.
Oh, interesting.
And we'll stay in that kind of wheelhouse because Krispy Kreme has new donuts that we got to talk about.
New donuts.
I am working to be either the cookie commissioner or czar.
Yeah, okay.
I'm okay with cookie czar or commissioner.
Okay.
Or the donut king.
The Duke of Donuts.
The Duke of Donuts.
There you go.
Great. You know what? I got to get a hold of Ashley. Got to get new business cards made up. I'm going to cover everything I can on donuts and cookies going forward here.
Excellent.
Very similar to how we cover world records, Dolly Parton, and certainly, of course, Central Wisconsin news.
Sweet treats. Yep. Let's do it.
Got a couple of those coming up for you. It's a Thursday in the 9 o'clock hour. You know what that means. We will have our Pet of the Week from the Southwick County Humane Society.
Excellent.
Denise is going to join us. We're looking forward to that. We've been having a lot of fun getting to know her.
Yeah, it's been great.
She got us new shirts. I got the shirt on today that you got us.
Very nice.
It's coming up. Entertainment news will be after that. Got a couple of interesting stories in there. Timothy Chalamet getting fined for the silliest of reasons.
Oh, geez.
And an interesting story on Renee Zellweger, and I want to get into some new stuff coming here to town.
Oh,
I want to encourage you to check out everything, everybody. It's going to be be fun. And rock albums that turn 50 this year, Seth.
Oh, no.
I keep getting...
No, no.
I'm getting a little tired of these stories that just make us feel old.
Oh, God.
I don't know about that.
So those of you out there who, you know, struggle with math, that's 75. 1975 is what the year they're talking about is. Yep.
We will get to all of that, but we will... And we got a fun story for you coming up here, too. But I do want to dive right in, Seth, to some fun things happening here at the radio station. And by that, I mean, I want to talk cereal. I love cereal. I mentioned cookies. I mentioned donuts. The rest of my body is made up of either marinara or cereal.
Cereal, yep.
I love cereal. It's fantastic. I just had a bowl yesterday, and it was fantastic. It was great. But
easy to prepare, too. You know,
cereal was not just great because it was sugar. And I don't know. There was some other stuff in there, but that's what I was focused on. No. Cereal is great, and especially there's plenty of great kinds. And even as an adult, you can enjoy cereal, whether
absolutely.
It is sugary or, you know, some of the
maybe a little healthier
stuff.
For you.
Yeah, absolutely. But one thing that we missed out on as adults, and I don't know that is still as a thing as it used to be, is the toy in the cereal box.
Oh, yes.
God, we love that.
Yep.
There were some cool ones over the years, man.
Man, there was nothing like, you know, getting a cereal. And for us, it usually was a cereal we didn't usually get because I'm sure we bugged our mom. Mom, can we get the thing with the thing?
I tried Cookie Crisps, I believe, because of that. Yes.
Excellent.
Fruity Pebbles. Yep, another one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like Cocoa Pebbles, but I never really was into Fruity Pebbles. Yep. Jill liked those.
Okay.
Except they had the great prizes. Yeah.
They did.
Yeah. So, and half the time, those prizes, you know, weren't always, they looked like one thing on the box, then you get it, you got to put it together.
And it wasn't, no.
Together. It's like, but it was still worth it. You still got a cool toy that you did, you felt like it was
free, right?
It was icing on the cake.
Exactly.
You know, it was all that.
Yep.
Well, that is something that we are going to be giving you on Saturdays. We morning show is cereal. It's your favorite bowl of cereal.
That's right.
Every day, Monday through Friday, we are your favorite bowl of cereal. But on Saturdays, we are going to give you the toy in the cereal box.
In the cereal box. I love that metaphor. That's great.
It's the only way my brain thinks is in metaphors. I can't help it. But we're coming to what we're getting to here, everybody. And I'll be honest with everybody. I'm taking my time getting into this because I'm not that comfortable with this because. In part because I'm not just somebody who's worked here for almost a decade, and then going back my first run, you know, if you put it all together, well over a decade I've been at this station. I've been in this area for a long time, and I'm also not just I'm a fan of WFHR.
Right.
I've been listening to WFHR since my family moved to this town. I love this station, and there's so many things that our station does that I think are original and very unique.
I agree.
Not just to our area, but to radio. One of the more unique things that we have done for decades is Over the Back Fence. It's a show that, you know, going back to many, many voices before us, we're all proud of. When I first got into WFHR and I got a chance to be a copywriter, this is decades ago, my first live on-air talking was on Over the Back Fence. I did a couple little things on GLX and stuff, but I was mostly voice tracking over there. I had, I think, a four-hour stretch on Saturdays. That was about it.
Right.
And it was just, and that's not really, it is technically talking on the radio, but it's not talk radio.
No, there is a difference.
I never talked more than 20 seconds or 30 seconds at a time or whatever. Getting the chance to do Over the Back Fence is the reason I can do this job now. It was all just getting those reps in early
on. Great training ground for it. It's true.
I wouldn't have had that opportunity without that show. I wouldn't have had the chance to find my voice. I wouldn't have had the chance to have those reps and everything, and I'm not alone. I took the show over for Christy Kay, who had a similar situation, and Christy was a favorite voice on these airwaves. So many of the voices that have done Over the Back Fence are a lot of the audience's favorite voices. You know, in recent years, Carl and Bob were doing the show from time to time. We had our good friend, running our boards all the time as well, doing it. And some people running boards and doing it as well. But we had Tim Hubble
running
it for quite some time.
Doing the Polka Show and Over the Back Fence. That's right,
It was one of my favorite blocks while we had it. I enjoyed listening to the Polka Show and listening to Tim roll right into Over the Back Fence. And, of course, in recent years, Seth has taken the show over.
That's right. I just realized that I've been doing it for... basically since I started here, so about 3 years or so.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Blows my mind.
And you've done a fantastic job with the show. I've heard from listeners. It's not just me. One of the things that I've enjoyed is your incorporation of music and, mm-hmm. and just having some fun with the show. And,
right.
Mm-hmm. And not being bound down by anything that, you know, some others might have been. I
yeah,
think that's
right.
really been helpful.
Mm-hmm.
But as you as I mentioned that, Seth's been playing music during a call-in show. Because so we
there's, not, a, there's a hint there, yeah.
Yeah. We haven't been getting the calls.
Yeah.
We just have not been getting the calls with that show. That show is a sponsored show. We want to do right by our sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
So we going forward, starting not this Saturday.
Nope.
But
I'll 18th, be on the air on Saturday.
Yep. Yeah. Seth will be here with an Over the Back Fence for you this Saturday, 11 to noon. Be sure to check it out because it will be our last Over the Back Fence
mm-hmm.
for now.
For now.
For this foreseeable, you know, future.
Yep. Right.
And like a lot of things we do around here, audience participation is encouraged.
Yes.
We want to hear from you, yes. not just on Over the Back Fence, but we want to hear from you what you think of what we do with that hour. Because
mm-hmm.
we're going to be using that hour for that toy in the cereal box, the best of the morning show.
Yep. We'll take the best segments throughout the week, put them together, and get a little, like James said, a little best of compilation.
And you know, with that hour being ours, this is in part to keep that hour ours and
yeah.
keep it mm-hmm. local,
yep.
Being honest with the audience mm-hmm. and everything. And this isn't anything we haven't talked to our higher ups about or
oh,
anything
of course,
like
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to that, that means that that hour we'll also maybe be able to do live remotes with that hour.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe we'll play best of the community stories or Seth Faces the Music.
Who knows?
Yeah. We're just looking forward to what that means creatively for mm-hmm. us and our audience. But as always, your opinion matters the most, and we want to hear from you about it.
Yep.
And if you miss Over the Back Fence, if you want it back, the only way it's coming back is hearing from you.
Because mm-hmm.
Right now, from what we're hearing from you,
is no.
Yeah.
it's,
yeah.
That, it's not, people aren't interested right now.
And there's no blame there or anything. I don't know how my tone sounds or anything, but I love that show, but I love this station and this audience
right.
more.
Yeah.
We want to do right by the audience.
Right. We want to find out what's the best way to fill that time right now, and that does not seem to be doing it at the moment. So
I don't put program director down because I just like the way it sounds. This is the job that we do,
mm-hmm.
And in doing that, we want to give you the best programming can with yep. the hours that we have.
Absolutely.
So going forward, starting on the 18th, Saturday the 18th,
yep.
That will be a best of hour,
mm-hmm.
and see what else happens with it going forward.
Well, we'll just have to play it by ear, as they say.
I do want to thank our sponsors, Crockett Septic,
yep.
For sponsoring Over the Back Fence for a long time. We're good mm-hmm. friends with Crockett Septic.
Yep.
Great people.
We love
over
them.
There. I certainly want to thank the audience, original callers, the original people, the people that got the whole thing started, and of course, the consistent callers. You and I know some familiar voices
yes.
on that show.
there were some
voices.
Regulars out there, yes.
We appreciate them. We appreciate those regulars out
yep.
there. Thank them very much. And I want to thank you, Seth, for keeping it going, because I think that this show, for the audience doesn't know this, even before Seth got hired, this is something we've been talking about doing. And
a couple of years now. Yeah.
There's a chance that show's not even there for you.
Yep.
So I think for you as well, it was an early chance to earn some reps and to learn the board and everything.
100%, man. I cannot tell you how important it was for my development as a radio person. So, yep.
Got another a programming announcement to make in just a second. First, let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yeah, I wanted to keep Over the Back Fence alive, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
I know right now it's kind of a slow, but by the time we get to the rummage sales and stuff like that, it really helps all these people that are sending out their rummage sales and stuff like that.
100%. You're 100% right, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows, maybe come summer or something like that, mm-hmm. it does come back. We need more feedback like this.
Just like that.
You are one of our most consistent callers and listeners, and yep. I cannot thank you enough for that. Not just with our show here, but with mm-hmm. Over the Back Fence. You've been great to us for a long time. We need more of you. we only have a couple out there when it comes to Over the Back Fence.
Right.
We're going to need some more of that. But I can't thank you enough, not only for calling all these years, but
yep.
For calling right now and giving us that feedback. I was really hoping for that.
Yep, appreciate it.
Yeah, I would think that they would, if they were able to switch the times around to a little bit earlier on Saturday, if Terry would allow you to use that spot, that would probably be perfect for the summertime.
If you keep it between us, that is something we've been talking about. That is something, but that's just between all of us.
Yeah,
that
right,
is, that
right.
is something we've talked about and we're working on.
We've got a lot of options right now, and we're looking at a lot. So yeah.
But I think you hit it on the head that right now, this time of year, is a good time to not only do this, but to test this out. Because that's what all of this is a test and to see how it works.
Yep.
Thank you for the call, sir. You have a good morning.
Yep.
Got to get to one other thing before we get to our first break. We do have another programming adjustment happening.
Mm-hmm.
Our show, Director's Cut, is taking on a rebranding because that's what you do in entertainment these days. You rebrand. So we're giving you the... but we're not going to do a prequel or anything like that.
No, we're not doing that. No.
We're just changing one little thing about the show.
Yes.
Instead of Director's Cut, it is going to be Director's Playhouse going forward.
Yes.
We're excited about this. This is a lot of fun. We already have new imaging up because Civic Media is awesome. Dude,
we have some great people here. And they
really do.
Fantastic job. Oh, my gosh.
A shout out to our team because they're amazing. I love the imaging. I love the picture as it is and everything. Coming up, we got some great people that are going to be joining us. Pete Schwab is going to be joining us coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We'll also be having Pam and Carl from the station here.
Yep.
You and Melissa, Laura and Tim. We're going to interview everybody. Ashley, you're going to get in there. We'll have everybody on and we'll interview everybody as part of our Civic Series.
Yep.
But just as importantly as that to us, we want to hear from you and all you creatives out there.
Yes.
I am working on a pretty big one right now.
We'll see what happens.
God, I want to say it. Man, I'm bad at this. Yeah. I really want to say something, but you can't until it's locked
out. No, can't.
But we got some fun ones lined up, and we know how many bands and musicians we have in this area that we have been in this area for years. We want you on the air with us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go back and listen to our Lizards show or any of our interviews with any of our musical guests, and every one of them come back.
Every one of them.
The only reason Lizards didn't is because they're not a band anymore.
they're done. They quit. Yeah.
But all of our bands come back because they have a fun time. We make darn sure of it. Email either Seth or I at james.mailoff@civicmedia.us.
Seth@civicmedia.us.
And, of course, you can direct message us on our Facebook pages or call up today at the station. Call up 424-1300. Talk to Pam.
Or you can go to the website, I think, WFHR.com. You can contact us there, too.
Any way you got to do it, please get a hold of us. And please also keep that in mind when it comes to Over the Back Fence. Mm-hmm. We want you to get a hold of us for that as well.
Yep.
We'll touch on this again tomorrow. For now, we get to our commercial break.
All right.
And coming up, El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show at WFHR. It's time for the Birthday and Anniversary Club with our good friends over at El Cafe. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Buy local, support local, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And join our friends over there. They got a great set of specials for you lined up.
Mm-hmm.
Get on over there. Check out that amazing menu and the amazing people over there.
Yes.
Encourage you to do so. And encourage you to get us your birthdays and anniversaries.
Yes, indeed.
Want to hear from you.
We do.
Give us a call on the phone lines here. 715.
Oh, sorry.
Nope, that's all right. 424-2. I threw you a curveball. I jumped into that right away.
That's all right.
I hit us up on our Facebook pages, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You can, of course, email us, info@wfhr.com. And yes, you can call up.
Yes, you can. 424-2600. There we go. There I got it.
Want to hear from you, everybody. Go ahead and reach out to us.
Mm-hmm.
We have one name on the list today, so we get to give Seth the segment off.
All right.
And we get to wish a very happy birthday to Tom Anders.
Happy birthday, Tom.
Tom is our qualifier today. Our lone
congratulations,
name on there.
Yeah.
It's an interesting last name with you.
Tom Anderson. That's my family,
Tom, wishing you a great birthday. Enjoy your day, sir. We say brag to everybody that you are our qualifier
today. That's right.
We take a look at our celebrity list.
Okay.
And Lin-Manuel Miranda is 45 today.
Wow. Could possibly be the most famous songwriter out there right now.
Yeah, he's got to be one of them.
I mean, not only for Broadway, but Disney movies. And, I mean, he's so talented. So amazing.
creator of Hamilton and also Heights, did the Heights.
Yep.
He did almost all of the music in the Moana movie. Mm-hmm. He is Bert's former apprentice, Jack, in Mary Poppins Returns.
That's right.
But he is also Lee Scoresbury in His Dark Materials. And that was a fun show I really enjoyed. Mm-hmm. James McAvoy was in it. There's a couple of other good actors in it as well. And his work in it, I thought, was right up there with Hamilton. Like, wow. It was really well done, and there's a very different character for him. Very different.
Absolutely.
I really enjoyed his performance in that. But Hamilton is one of those things where I'm not a big musicals guy.
Right.
I got burned out from musicals from my mom. She's a big Andrew Lloyd Webber fan, man.
Oh, that would do it.
And I can't sing it for you, but I can give you every lyric of Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, dear.
Or Les Mis or any of those, because she just played them all the time. She had on one side of a cassette tape the Phantom of the Opera, and the other side she had Les Mis.
Oh my goodness. You heard them all.
But I actually enjoyed Wicked in part because of some of the music. I felt like some of the music in the play version of Wicked that I haven't seen the movie. On the play version, there's some songs in there that could be pop songs.
Really good songs.
Defying Gravity is a fantastic song. Mm-hmm. But not till Hamilton did I hear anything where I'm listening to them in my playlist. Like, I got Hamilton songs in my shuffle. It was the game changer of all game changers in theater.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that there's been a bigger game changer in theater than Hamilton.
No.
Not only on a representation level, they're probably, I believe the Color Purple was done on Broadway. I don't know if even in the Color Purple they had that many ethnic people on stage at one time, let alone that many diverse people.
I don't think so. Yeah.
To some people it may seem silly. To some people it may seem, quote, wokeism or whatever. This is just creatively cool. Mm-hmm. It's just interesting. Mm-hmm. And I think that some people miss the point. Part of the reason you see a Puerto Rican playing Alexander Hamilton is the idea that we are all Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And so it doesn't matter if it's a Puerto Rican playing him or not. Just like it doesn't matter who's playing, what color the person is playing your mall Santa or any of these things. We're all Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many different things that Hamilton did, along with the music and the creativity of it and everything. If he never does anything big again, he's going to keep working. He's good.
The kids seem to like him, because I believe he also did the music for Encanto.
Yes.
With, we don't talk about Bruno.
That's right.
he's really good.
We had in a shout out to Michael Comer, not only the great work he's doing on our newsletter and, of course, covering our games, doing a lot of broadcasting, but he sits in with us some playmakers. And it's a shame. I wish I would have known this if he was in yesterday. Albert Pujols is 45 today.
Oh, wow.
Michael's a big Cardinals fan, so I would have mentioned that. I would have brought that up. Albert Pujols could probably still give you a good 275 batting average or something.
He could. I'm convinced, even at 45. He could do it.
I might not say that until his last year in St. Louis, but the fact that the way he went out,
I'm telling you.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Roy Jones Jr. is 56. Captain Hook is what they called him. And man, is that a great nickname for a boxer. 66-10 in his career, 47 wins by KO, former world title holder in four divisions.
Wow.
One of my favorite boxers of all time, for pound, one of the funnest guys to watch. And yes, that hook. Boxing is so jab-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a jab-focused thing. And the hook really shouldn't be used unless you have the opening.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're Roy Jones Jr. Where I saw that man, you could look it up. You could have it blocked perfectly, and he's still getting it through. Or he strategically put it in the right place. Having smart hands is one of the most unappreciated things in boxing.
Mm-hmm.
People do not think about it enough. Smart feet, smart hands. You got to have that in boxing.
Yeah.
You got to have it.
It's not just about whapping people.
Sade is 66.
Oh, my gosh.
God, I love her voice.
Amazing singer.
Smooth Operator, No Ordinary Love, The Sweetest Taboos.
Mm-hmm.
So many great hits. But that is not her name. That is the name of the band. That is a playoff of her name.
And it is.
They have it here, but I could have told you. Her name is Helen Adu. That's her name. Helen Folasade. Folasade Adu.
Yep. That's where they get it from, right? But you're...
I heard she was in, I don't know if it was MTV or VH1 or whatever it was, she was in an interview and she was explaining this, and I remember hearing it as a kid, but she introduced herself as Helen Adu. She didn't even say the Sade part in there. It wasn't until years later that I heard that's a play. The name Sade is a play off of her middle name.
Of her actual name. And it's, thanks for confusing us. No.
Right. The legend Debbie Allen is 75 today. legendary actress, dancer, choreographer, starred in Fame. She is actually Hondo's mom on SWAT, and she was in Grey's Anatomy.
Wow.
And she is Felicia Rashad's sister in real life.
Oh. I did not know that.
Debbie Allen's had a heck of a career.
She's great. I love her.
And we don't get to hear choreographers' names enough.
No, we don't.
Really underappreciated part of entertainment.
Oh, it is. It is. And so important. So important in so many things.
One of the legends of horror, one of the better directors, John Carpenter is 77.
Yes.
Director of Halloween, 80s remakes, The Thing, Christine, The Fog, Assault on Precinct 13, Big Trouble in Little China. Yes. And so many others, Escape from L.A. and Escape from New York and those movies and everything. I think John Carpenter is a great director.
Mm-hmm. And now basically just a recording artist.
Yeah, yeah.
He does. He goes on tour. He does concerts with the music he's composed for many of his films. His parents were both musicians, which makes it understandable why he's such a good musician himself.
I like directors. Certainly, I'm a fan of the Scorsese and Spielbergs and stuff, but I like these directors that you can tell they're fans of movies.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's whatever the genre is, they're making a movie that they think they would want to see.
Right.
I think the perfect example, Assault on Precinct 13 is underrated. Mm-hmm. It's not a horror movie, but boy, the suspense and everything in it is very good.
Yep.
But Big Trouble in Little China, man, I don't care if it's a silly 80s movie. That movie had repeatability. In the 80s.
It is a sneaky smart
movie
as well.
Yes.
Where the quote unquote hero isn't actually a hero.
No.
Everyone missed that when it came out.
And I really love the casting that he would do.
Yes.
He's an incredible caster. And in that movie in particular, you get one of the better performances from one of the, I believe, the Asian actor in there. I can't think of his name. John Yen or the main villain or whatever.
Yes,
not villain, but he is one of the, he has one of the greatest IMDb pages you'll ever see.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's so many great things.
Yes.
Ronnie Millsap, 82 today, country legend.
Mm-hmm.
Any Day Now, Lost in the 50s Tonight, so many good hits.
Mm-hmm.
And some people no longer with us, like Ethel Merman, born in this day 1908.
Speaking of theater, man, yeah. One of the greats of all time, one of the great theater actors of all time and singers.
Maybe the greatest, there's one thing to have a theme song for a TV show, a movie, or something like that. And there's another thing to have a theme song for something that's legendary, famous, and generations know it. She has the theme song for entertainment. All of entertainment. Yes. There's no business like show business.
And you get your gun. She was the one that originated the role.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And maybe the greatest cameo we will ever see. Her cameo in Airplane, where you saw a shell-shocked soldier, and she thinks she's Ethel Merman. Or I think Ethel Merman. It's just classic. It's maybe the best cameo you've ever seen. Aaliyah would have been 45 today. Born 79, passed away way too young in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
I was a huge fan of Aaliyah.
She was going places, yeah.
I like her music a bit. I really thought she was a great actress.
Yep.
I thought
she was in a couple movies, yeah.
If she's only building as an actress and going forward, I really thought she was going to be quite good at that. Miss her on this day. And once again, wishing a happy birthday to Tom Anders.
Happy birthday, Tom.
Enjoy your day, Tom. Have a great one. Celebrate with our friends over at El Cafe. Head on over there today, everybody. Wish him a good day from all of us here at WFHR, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Get to our news, sports, take care of our partners, and come back with more Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR.
Maybe you want to give me kisses sweet, but only for one night with no repeat. And maybe you'll go away and never call. And a taste of honey's worse than none at all.
Cannot interrupt Smokey Robbins. Notice I got in and out.
Oh, love that.
Got to jump in.
Oh, that voice.
We are jumping back into a segment. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Happy Friday Eve. A good Thursday to you all. Mm-hmm. Seth and James here with you. And we're talking a little breakfast right now.
All right, let's do it.
Some people say breakfast is the most important meal of the day. And boy, whoever came up with that phrase really should have copywritten that.
Yeah, come on.
We've gotten a lot of use out of that
one. Yeah.
23% of American adults say it's their favorite meal of the day. But still, we have zero time for it, apparently. In a new poll, 56% of people say that they always or usually have breakfast. It's one or the other. It's not always or usually are two very different things to me, at least. I don't know. And 57% of people say that they usually prepare their own breakfast.
Okay.
But 10% of people say that they scarf their entire breakfast down in less than 5 minutes.
Whoa.
34% say that they carve out 5 to 10 minutes for eating it.
Okay.
33% say 11 to 20, and so on.
All right.
Only 1% of people devote up to an hour for breakfast, and 0% of people say it takes them more than an hour to enjoy breakfast. I don't know the last time we did a survey and we had a 0%
in. Wow. No one can take that much time. Wow.
Only 1% of people devote up to an hour for breakfast, and 0% of people say it takes them more than an hour to enjoy breakfast.
Wow.
Now, we'll get into some of the reasons for this in a moment, and certainly want to hear from you out there. Do you take the time for breakfast? What is your breakfast like? You know, whatever you're comfortable sharing. But I think it's noteworthy. This not only does the survey come from YouGov, which I would hang my hat on as
usually
one of the
very good
ones.
Data. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But also, this is a large collection of people.
Mm-hmm.
This is young. This is middle age, and this is retired people.
Mm-hmm.
So even in retirement, when you hopefully traditionally, at least,
you should have more time in the morning, right?
Yeah,
it stands to reason. Yeah,
still aren't spending that much time on your breakfast.
Yeah,
so it's the excuse of I got to get to work or anything. James, I'm talking about myself here.
Of course,
even then doesn't seem to fall into play.
No, and that's it's one of those things where so many I can think of for myself, and I think for a lot of people would love to have that extra time, right? Loved it, like linger in the morning a little bit over something to eat or something like that. Now, I'm one of those people that when I wake up, I'm not hungry.
Yeah.
It takes me a while to get my appetite in the morning. So that's the reason why I don't usually eat breakfast until later, if at all, or wait till lunch or something like that. Maybe on weekends, though, like a Saturday, go in at like 9 or something, 10 o'clock to a restaurant or something like that. But other than that, no, timing is just terrible. That's part of it.
You hit on something that hits home to me.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of not being hungry.
Yeah, not having an appetite in the morning.
I feel like I have to work up an appetite.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we're alone in that. And more on that in a second. I have figured out, though, how to make me eat breakfast. Because all this being said, I have no problem jumping right into work the second I jump out of bed.
That's true.
I'm immediately thinking of content, immediately thinking of work, and jumping in here. And for close to a decade, I've been coming in here at 5 or 6 in the morning or earlier than that. And that has become routine to me. So what I need to do is treat breakfast like work.
Oh, okay.
I need to literally punch in and sit down and be like, oh, I got to do my job right now. And that's eating.
And that's to eat some breakfast.
Maybe that'll get me to eat breakfast. Maybe that'll actually get me to do
it. I really enjoy breakfast food.
I love breakfast
food. I love eggs and pancakes. I love all that stuff. So, but it's just,
Here's the other part of this, too. What if we got this wrong? Now, it's not in tradition, back in the day, it was certain why breakfast started and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, with the climate and the work environment, what it is and everything, I think that breakfast has changed so much, and certain people are only hungry at a certain point.
Yep.
Should we be, instead, just forget about breakfast and focus on brunch?
Oh, I like where this is going.
And brunch is the new breakfast.
Brunch is the new breakfast. Okay.
Guy Berenger, a British writer, is credited with coining the word brunch in 1895.
Okay. All right.
So I wonder if we have him to thank for that. Maybe we should be doing it that way.
Maybe we should have why do we have to limit ourselves to three meals? Why don't we give a variety of meals? You could do your brunch. Your lunch. Your 11sies or whatever they call it in England.
Yeah.
Your tea.
Yeah.
You could always bring the tea here and that kind of thing. So yeah.
Now, one reason that I thought was interesting that they say that breakfast is like this for most people is that breakfast isn't a communal meal for most people.
That's right.
I thought that's interesting. 53% of people say that they eat breakfast alone. 47% people watch TV while they're eating breakfast, mostly adults. 34% look at their phone while they're eating breakfast.
Makes sense.
17% music or podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, I think, that almost accountability buddy of, hey, did you eat this morning?
Right.
Not having that kind of leads to this a little bit. When we're left to our own devices, we don't tend to do this very often.
Right. I don't know about when you were growing up, James, but my family was very intentional about having breakfast together. My parents were very, you know, that was one of their things. They wanted to make sure we all had breakfast together. My mom being a home ec teacher maybe had something to do with it. But other than that, I grew up, you know, every day, you know, this time, here you go. We're all sitting down, we're having breakfast, and then, you know, you're off to your whatever you're doing. Mm-hmm. So that's where I grew up. But ever since I've been on my own, it's been on out the window.
It's the way it works. It's just interesting how the way it works. Mm-hmm. And we all know this. We're told it from a young age. Hey, mm-hmm. breakfast is the most important meal and all that. But
you need fuel to go, right? Well, is that what I'll call coffee, my breakfast?
Yes.
Can I consider that
breakfast? It's the closest I get to it. Yeah. Or donuts, which is where we go next.
Oh, wow.
As I look to claim the title of Duke of Donuts.
Duke of Donuts.
Thank you for that, Seth.
Mm-hmm.
In 2025, the year we finally run, is that the idea, this the year we run out of food ideas, because we are just stuffing stuff inside of stuff now. Mm-hmm. We're not really coming up with anything new. We're just stuffing stuff inside of stuff. Krispy Kreme just added 3 Pop-Tart inspired donuts, including 2 that come with mini Pop-Tarts on top. They use the bite-sized versions. They've been selling in pouches for years now. They're called Pop-Tart Bites. Mm-hmm. Those aren't bad. Okay.
Yeah.
The 3 donut flavors are frosted strawberry, chocolate fudge, and brown sugar cinnamon. The strawberry one has the strawberry filling. Okay. They're also at Krispy Kreme stores for a limited time. They're also selling half dozen boxes in grocery stores.
Oh, really? Well, so that's interesting. That's interesting. Yeah.
So if you're in the mood for sugar on sugar on sugar on sugar, there you go.
That's a lot of sugar, my God. Well, if you do want to get that really quick boost in the morning, I guess that's how you do it.
It doesn't
last very long, though. That sugar rush, it kind of peters out pretty quick.
They do look good.
Oh, they do. Look at that. They have like a mini, on top there, just one on the specific ones, but mm-hmm. they do look nice. You gotta give them credit for that.
And you get a Pop-Tart with it. Yeah. I think this is one of the better mashup ideas, though.
Mm-hmm. Not bad. It seems to go together really well. Yeah.
I feel like the first words in that meeting when the Krispy Kreme people and the Pop-Tart people sit down and talk is like, why didn't we do this sooner? Like, where have you guys been? Like, it feels like they should have been doing this a long time ago.
I love the idea of people having like specific things have like people. You know, it's the Pop-Tart people. You know?
In my head, it's not just that. They actually are look like the actual like a Pop-Tart. Like they actually are dressed as that. Everything that you see in the business world or anything, it's that. Just
they take it so seriously. Yeah. I mean, they're 100%.
I believe that the CEO of McDonald's dresses as Ronald McDonald. That's how I like to envision meetings. Just because when I see some of these people getting like corporate bonuses while they're also firing 10,000 people or something like that. I like to imagine them as they are clowns.
Yes, exactly.
A lot of them. A lot of them. Not all.
They might as well go full hog, you know? Yep. Just dress up like a clown.
Own it. Go all in. Yeah, go all in. I definitely got to try these. I think that one of the things that will be fun to do in the winter months here, too, is bringing back a morning show tradition and the taste tests.
The taste tests, yes.
We're going to have to start doing that again. We'll get on that again. We'll have some fun with it. But that's
been a while.
Yeah, it has. It has been a long time.
It has been a while.
We will take a quick time out. We'll come back. When we get back, we're going to talk about the first recorded audio of a meteorite hitting the ground. Yeah.
Really? That's not been recorded before? That is so cool.
That should be pretty interesting.
I'm excited.
Along with some other fun stuff on The Morning Show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got to get right in before the symbol.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't count if you don't. Come on. Something about soul music in the morning, man.
Makes it better. Mm-hmm. Makes everything better, man. Some
Curtis Mayfield.
Maybe we need that soul music with breakfast. Maybe that'll help.
There we go. Nice play callback.
Get you doing a little dancing in the morning. Mm-hmm. That'll bring your appetite up, right?
It certainly seems to. A small meteorite hit a walkway outside someone's home in Canada over the summer, and their Ring camera got it on video.
Wow.
It happened in Prince Edward Island in July. The homeowners checked their security footage after they saw debris on the ground outside, and the footage just got released. Experts think it's the first time the sound of a meteorite hitting the ground has ever been recorded.
Wow.
Now, this happens really quick in the video, so I'm going to play this for everybody, the audio, of course, of it. Let's see here. Let's go ahead and play this and see what we hear.
Wow.
Whoa.
That was cool.
Yeah, I'm going to try that again. Oh, here.
There you go.
Oh,
wow.
Oh,
that's a cool sound.
Yeah. It sounds like metal glass.
Mm-hmm.
Like
that's a thing, right? It sounded like it, cause obviously it shatters when it hits the,
yeah,
when it hits the ground, but that little whoosh right before it. Wow. That's really cool.
I encourage you to look up the video because I really, the video along with it really does add to what mm-hmm. you're taking in. Certainly having the context going into it. You just see the video. I think it's going to catch. I really do think you, even not knowing what the video is about, I mm-hmm. think it would catch your ear.
Absolutely.
Like, that sounds different.
What was that? Yeah, exactly.
But I don't know. You certainly aren't. Oh, that sounds like a meteorite.
Yeah.
Because we've never heard it before.
Exactly.
That is pretty cool.
Well, that's because it makes sense, actually, because you'd need a stationary camera like in like one spot constantly in order to catch it. Because you can't catch a meteorite fall. You don't know where they're going to fall. So, I mean, there's no way you can pre-plan it unless it's just there.
That's also kind of freaky.
It is
kind of freaky when you think about it, like that
came out of the sky,
and that lands just a couple of inches here or there and stuff, and it might be a very different.
Might cause some issues. Yeah.
Just while this is really cool story, and mm-hmm. I'm going to play it for you again before the end of the segment. I do think that what the coolest part of this to me mm-hmm. is the things we don't even know these things are going to pick up yet.
Mm-mm.
For every porch pirate or every person slipping and falling and it becomes a viral video or whatever, or a meteorite sound we get for the first time.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what we might be able to pick up.
Right.
Even outside of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe.
Interesting.
You know what? I think this is how we catch Bigfoot. I think this is if there really are Sasquatches out there, I think this is how it happens. If you're anything in the crypto universe, yeah,
right,
or anything like that, I think this might be how we do
might possibly do it.
And wouldn't that
Sasquatch
be
the, pranking everybody now? That's what it's going to be.
And if that does happen, boy, you will never live that down in the Sasquatch community. You will never hear the end of it. Think of that. Thousands of years, possibly, they have been able to stay hidden. Nobody knows.
No one, no remains, no scat, no nothing, and nothing at all.
And what gets you? What uncovers your whole species? Just a ring camera.
A ring camera.
The fact that everybody's got to have a camera like that. You would never be able to live that down as a Sasquatch.
Well, there you go. Thank you, surveillance state. I guess.
Yeah. You never. One more time, I want to play this sound for
all
everybody.
Right.
That is interesting. One of our listeners texted in the shattering meteorite sound could be your okay, a stat of the show sound effect. Stat of the show sound effect is a great idea. Oh, that's a good idea. Oh, we like that. More work for you, Seth.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Pull that out there.
I might have to find that audio. I think that's a good idea.
That's pretty cool.
That is a pretty cool sound. And again, I can't imagine what we might find coming up. I also wonder what it must have been like for them in that watching that video. Mm. And they couldn't have known that that was a meteorite.
No. What was that? Yeah. I've never heard something like that before. Well, that's why.
Interesting stuff. Sort of just as interesting is this idea. If you've ever gone into like a handful of different kind of stores like Walgreens or those kind of places, and you see some stuff locked up for pretty much understandable reasons, mm-hmm. or at least you know the reason whether it's understandable or not.
Right.
But then there's like seeing deodorants. And toothpaste locked up, and you're like, wait, what's going on here?
Why is that?
In a lot of inner cities, you'll see this with a lot of hair care products are locked mm-hmm. up behind things. It may seem like we're headed towards everything being locked up, but it's actually different. There's hope for a more sensible future.
Okay, nice.
The CEO of Walgreens just did an interview on Fortune magazine, and he said that Walgreens had a 52% increase in theft or shrink in 2020 and 2021. So they invested in increased security, and like all those locks and locking everything up.
Mm-hmm.
But it backfired because it turned away actual business.
Mm-hmm.
He said it's been largely ineffective. When you lock things up, you don't sell as many of them.
Yep,
we've kind of proven that pretty conclusively.
That makes sense. Totally makes sense.
First, just some pretty blunt honesty from him.
Which is interesting, yeah.
Yeah, a nice change of pace.
Yeah, exactly.
But also, I think a lot of us could see this and maybe have even experienced it,
mm-hmm.
where you are going to grab that product, but you're like, oh, that there's one person working here. They're overworked.
Exactly.
I'm not going to go bug them just for a thing of deodorant I don't even really need right now. I can get it next week. Whatever the case, I could see that this happens. Mm-hmm.
I can speak from experience. That has kept me from buying things.
Yeah.
If it's behind a lock and key, it's like, no, that's not worth the I mean, it's not like the effort's a lot, but it's like no I don't feel like doing it. And like you said, I mean, it depends on, you know, if there's enough people there, you know, if there's one person you have to pull away from, you know, the register or something like that, you're gonna have to wait longer. So yeah.
He stopped short of saying that they'd take them out, but he did say that they're working on the other creative solutions to tackle the shrink problem while improving the in-store experience for people who are trying to buy things.
Shrink problem? Why can't they just call it stealing?
Yeah.
Why is it shrink?
I don't know why they had to do that.
I don't get that anyway.
And I don't know if this is going to help or not, but I do think that it's good that they're trying different things, looking at different ways of doing this.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see what happens with that. But I think it's going to be an interesting story. That is for sure. Some other interesting things going on in our area. There was one I wanted to make sure to talk about. And that is, of course, we are the home of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
We are indeed.
Have been since the very first pitch they threw at Winterfield.
That's right.
And we love that. We love being friends with them, partners with them. And we have been for so long that we get so excited about these things still. Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty darn cool. And our community is with us on that.
100%.
And we are very excited that the Rafters are bringing back their hot stove event.
Oh, man, nothing like that in January.
Yeah, yeah.
Think about summer.
Yeah, this annual event will be this Saturday at the Hotel Mead from 6 to 9. A fun night in store. They're going to have members from the front office there that you may have not met before. Mm-hmm. Get exclusive sneak peeks at the 25 promotional schedule. Special presentation from field manager Tom Zigalowski.
The new field manager.
Yeah. Hitting coach from the 2016 championship team and current Mets organization member, Devin D. Young.
Oh, cool.
And a first look at the 25 roster and intern staff. They just actually signed a couple of more players yesterday, a couple of returning players as well.
Nice, yes.
Admission is $5 if you RSVP in advance, $10 at the door. Season ticket holders, package holders, and host families are getting in for free.
Yeah. Man, they've got some nice, young, new talent there in the front office. Oh, man, this is going to be a really cool year.
Warm up at the Hot Stove event. Get an RSVP to it right now at northwoodsleague.com. Check out that schedule. Make plans this summer. I know it makes me feel better.
Me too, man. Oh, I'm ready.
I'm looking at it and I'm like, oh, I'm going to that game. Yep, that's a great idea.
Get those tickets.
And be the first to find out some of this great information at the Hot Stove event this Saturday from 6 to 8 at the Hotel Mead. Find out more at northwoodsleague.com. Seth and I will be back with our Pet of the Week coming up right here on The Morning Show.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W2.